Good afternoon, West Liberty. You are listening to WGLZ 91.5. My name is Taylor, and I would have usually been on the air yesterday, but today I have a special guest in the studio that's going to give us some different insights on International Students Month and how we embrace it here on campus. That guest is Ryan Glanville. He is the coordinator of international programs and recruiting international student advisor here on campus. He has been since this past July 2019. He previously worked at the Office of International Programs at WVU, as well as a study abroad advisor and exchange coordinator at the University of Missouri-Columbia. Anything you'd like to add, Ryan?
Oh, I'm just happy to be here with you today and in the middle of our International Education Month activities. It's been pretty successful so far, and we have a lot of events planned for the rest of the month, too, so we're very excited about that over at the International Center.
So to get things started off, could you tell us a little bit about how or why you got involved with international programs?
My whole life, it seems, I was exposed to different cultures and travel. So I was very lucky to be able to travel to Germany when I was younger. And I have family friends there that became my family. I lived there for several years. I also studied abroad during my college years. And then I've done a lot of traveling as well when I was at the University of Missouri and at WVU. So it's always been a big part of my life, and in an educational kind of way as well as just as a personal lifestyle.
It's interesting. Where did you end up studying during?
When I was right after high school, I ended up studying in Dusseldorf, Germany, and was there for probably almost 2 years, and then ended up coming back to the United States, and I ended up coming here to West Liberty. So I was a West Lib student for a while and then transferred to WVU and graduated from there ultimately. And then I also studied abroad in Istanbul, Turkey at Bosphorus University, or Boğaziçi, as an exchange student.
Wow. I want to travel. I'm kind of jealous. So what are some of the different events that you plan for these international students and students who want to study abroad?
Well, our office tries to kind of coordinate different events and even, you know, trips to the Highlands, shopping trips, because many don't have cars and, you know, are a little bit isolated up here on the hilltop. And we have events. We've taken students. The International Student Club has, in conjunction with them, we've gone to Pittsburgh and done different things. So far this month, for International Education Month, we have worked with several different departments and faculty members and students to come up with a whole array of activities. The art department and art students who had participated on a study abroad program last summer to Poland had a print and ink workshop where we learned about their program and had a logo that we could put onto shirts with ink. So that was fun and interactive. We also had our professor Mitch Greco from the music department put on an African drum and dance workshop, which was pretty exciting and fun for both dance and the drumming. We've done different educational workshops like Brexit by Dr. Fitzpatrick in the political science department. And we've heard from Anna Pegoraro, who was a volunteer with the International Center this semester. She did a dessert making workshop, also presented on healthcare in her home country of Brazil. And today, she and one of our colleagues here presented on Portuguese. So some of these workshops have been educational in nature. Others are more just workshop-oriented, creating something or doing something fun. So just different ways of bringing, you know, the world to West Liberty.
That's very, very interesting. Those, like, events that you were just mentioning, those are all year-round, like, not just for specific time ranges, right?
Well, these have been just for the International Education Month.
Okay.
There are other activities that go on throughout the academic year. We have a culture fair, which the International Student Club sponsors in the month of October. We also will have a tea time here in the Union next week, and that happens annually. There's other events that are sponsored, like a food festival in the spring So that's something where it gives people a chance to sample, you know, different cuisines from around the world. So that we do try to make sure that there's something going on throughout fall and spring semester. But this, the month of November is traditionally has what is the International Education Week across the country and the world. So we try to make a lot of these events happen every year in November.
See, so where do like the majority of the students that come to West live, like internationally, like where are they from? Is there any specific, or is it kind of all over?
There's a really good mix of students from around the world here. We currently have just over 60 international degree-seeking students, and there are several exchange students here as well that are here for just an academic year or a semester, depending on their program. But we have students come from, there are several from Japan, we have several from Germany, we also have several students from the Republic of Congo, students from Nigeria, we have students from Bolivia, Canada, the United Kingdom, France. So we really do have, if not just one, multiple students from several countries. But there isn't, per se, one country that is overwhelmingly represented at this point.
Well, on that note, I think you already take a small break.
Sure.
Okay, so during the next segment, we will get into more questions dealing with how students here can interact more with the international students on campus. But for now, here's some more music on WGLZ West Liberty. Welcome back, West Liberty. You are listening to WGLZ, and I'm currently in the studio with Ryan Glanville talking about International Students Month here on campus. So diving right back in, what are some ways or tips for students to engage with international students here on campus?
Well, we do have SPICES, the International Student Club, and I'm the advisor for them. We meet every Monday, at least this semester, meeting on Mondays in the alumni room at 4 o'clock. And so that's a really good time for students to come and mingle with other international students and other American students that are interested in going abroad or having been abroad or just international issues. It is not exclusively for international students, although there are a lot of international students that take part in that club. And we do co-sponsor different events with different committees and centers here on campus. So that would be one way students could get involved. Also, by attending events that are going on during International Education Month, there's a lot of different workshops. Each week, there's been about at least two, three, four events, usually in the alumni room of the union, but there are some other locations that we've been doing things in. And just stopping by, I mean, for example, this Tuesday on the 19th, there's going to be the International Tea Time, and that's hosted by our International Center and the SPICES International Student Club, and that will be in the ballroom here. So that'll be at 3 to 5. Also, we're going to have a Russian pancake workshop, so if anybody likes pancakes, a couple of our exchange students, Ella Babiva and Rasimia Yakupova, are going to be making those for us, Russian style. The other day, we had German noodles, Käsespätzle, made by one of our exchange students, Johanna Gelder. So there's been all these different, you know, international dishes being made. It's a great way to go grab some different food, try something, and meet some people.
Get a little taste of these other cultures
exactly.
On campus.
Exactly. We had a taste of, speaking of, a program that we just started last month. It's called A Taste of Home. And that was each month we actually make a home-cooked meal at the International Center for our international students that may be missing something from their homeland. And then we have volunteers from the international students as well as faculty and staff and community that are volunteering their cooking expertise. And just the other night, we had a taste of Nepal. So our own Dr. Vishaka Maski and a couple of our students, Adwit and Umesh, actually created Nepali home dishes. And so we had a bunch of students come and just enjoyed Nepali dumplings, which is called a momo. And that was really delicious. So it's just a way for us to be able to kind of bring these cultures and share them with our friends and fellow students and staff here and faculty.
And who doesn't love food? It's a great way to bring people together.
Exactly.
So how do you guys like your office? How do you guys place students? Do they just come here alone, or do you give them a buddy or someone to help them adjust?
Typically, when an international student applies, they go through the website just like any student at West Liberty for applying. Our international center is kind of an umbrella of international programming here, but we do work as part of the admissions team. And so Mio Szabo, she is the director of our center, and she has been here for about a little over 10 years, I believe. And so she's seen a lot of growth in the international student population, and she just recently returned from a recruiting trip the other day from Norway, where she hopes to get some more students from. And she has had different programs with friendship families that they've done in the past, where we have community members who are interested in hosting or being a friend of an incoming international student. They sort of take them under their wing, maybe have coffee with them or a meal with them here or there, just to make sure they're acclimating. Our center also offers extensive arrival assistance each semester for the incoming international students, whether they are degree seeking or exchange. And the exchange students are just here for a short period of time, usually one semester or the full academic year. And they usually come on different programs. They're usually sponsored by either their governments or co-sponsored by their government and our government. So, there are different things. And we do have volunteers that work with our center as well. And we try to make sure that our students do have a contact, to help them figure out where things are on campus, whether it's, having one of our ambassadors through the admissions office give campus tours to a group of students, making sure that, they do know where all their classes are. And all of these activities we try to arrange during the first week before classes and the first week of classes so that they have an easy transition. And we just try to be there for them throughout the academic year and try to help them with any needs they might have.
So talking about like their classes and such, how many of the international students that are not exchange, like do they finish here at West Liberty, they end up transferring back home, do they stay here seeking jobs, like how does that?
Well, it really runs the gamut. Many of the students that I have spoken with are intending on staying here until they graduate. There have been a few. A student told me the other day, he came in, he needed some signatures, that he was thinking about transferring, and it wasn't because of anything about West Liberty, it was because of another opportunity at another school, that where a program seemed to be more in the lines of where that student's career goals were. Most of the international students that I know are going to be graduating, we have several in have been here for a while that are graduating this December. They are in the process of applying for OPT, which is an extension of their student visa. It gives them the work permission to be able to work for a year after they graduate to gain experience in their fields. And many students will complete that and then go back to their home countries. Others will end up seeking employment around the world or even here in the United States after their OPT. So there's different routes that a lot of students will take. But we are pretty good about actually retaining our international students here. There's something about the Hilltop that they actually really enjoy.
The Hilltop's home.
Exactly.
So anything you'd like to add to this interview before we wrap things up?
Well, I would encourage students to look at the International Education Month calendar. It's pretty much so posted on all the bulletin boards. It's on our website as well under Student Activities and Events. And tomorrow there is going to be a Nepali language session by one of our students at 11 o'clock in the alumni room. And then the big events next week, we've got the International Tea Time, which I already mentioned on Tuesday. And Wednesday, there's going to be an International Transgender Day of Remembrance. And that is going to be something that's a little bit somber. But I think it's really important. The Diversity Committee has been working very hard to kind of come up with some programming where we're going to honor those transgendered people around the world that have been murdered over the past year. So that's a serious issue for that community, and we are actually going to be taking part with different activities on that day at 11 o'clock, hopefully on the quad, weather permitting. And I think it's going to take place there as far as some of the interactive activities of reading lists of names and honoring those individuals. We also have a Day of Japan planned, where there'll be Japanese arts and crafts and chopsticks challenges, origami. Then there's also going to be, hopefully, a cricket demonstration, which I was really excited about. Maybe your listeners have heard or seen students on the quad playing cricket in the past couple months. But we do have several students that are interested. Cricket's a different game for us Americans. Not too many of us know a lot about it. But it seems like a lot of fun, and they're working with a class here on campus with Professor Wack, and her class has actually been participating in some demonstrations and games. So that's something we're looking forward to right before the Thanksgiving break. And then we're rounding out the month with a world music concert on Sunday, November 24th at 5 o'clock here in the ballroom. Again, our Professor Mitchell Greco is going to be the director of that. African Drum and Dance Ensemble, the Beginning Steel Band, and the West Liberty Steel Band. So that sounds like a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to that.
So got a pretty busy week coming on the Hilltop.
Absolutely.
And continues, just keeps going, which is great.
Hopefully we'll be doing a lot more programming in the spring semester, too. So more to come.
So I think that just about does it here for us in the studio. I hope Ryan was able to help answer any questions. And if you still have any questions concerning this topic, his office is located in Shotwell Hall. Thank you, Ryan, so much for coming in today and doing this interview.
Thank you for having me, Tom.
So I'll be here again next Wednesday. Until then, thank you for listening to WGLZ West Liberty. We are passionately vocal. And one more time, thank you, Ryan.